previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
And a sort of thick, viscous, cream-like liquid explodes everywhere. And we're all just totally...
Yeah!
Bone, you got cream in your hole. That's sick.
You gotta get up here, man. You gotta get cream.
How do these people look? Do they look radical? Or do they look like...
Are we talking goth? I'm like, imagining some...
Yeah, there's a real new wave crowd.
It's buzzing with excitement. Is there food here?
Oh, yeah. There's a bunch of wings over here.
Just a plate of wings.
Just one.
Just a buffet.
Just a plate of wings.
Yeah, just one plate of wings.
Yeah, that's it.
I go and I take one wing and I just hold it.
Yeah, that's going to become currency later.
Pleasure to have you. Nice to see you here. What can I do for you?
Brought a very extreme energy and I'm here for it. What's your name?
Jason.
Okay, Jason.
Jason Half Manzoukas.
Jason Half Manzoukas.
Right.
Did you get the gift baskets?
They are gift baskets.
Well, they're bags. I oversold it. Oh. They're just bags.
What's in them?
Well, you can go pick a bag.
Yeah. And I push through the crowd and I run to the bags.
Boobs is like, well, I'm going to use the first wish to make this the most epic party ever.
And that's what we fade out on as streamers are going, fireworks are going off.
Dogs are barking. It's fucking wild.
The 60 people who are at this party are having the best fucking time of their lives.
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. He, him. Also with me today is Carla Maxted.
She, her. I will be playing Nerictus Acra, better known as Glim. Also she, her.
And Amy Moore.
Yes, she, her. And I will be playing Sullivan Slight, he, him.
And also with me, Tom Laird.
Hey, that's me. He, him. And I'm playing Moot, who also goes by he, him.
Also with us today is a whole bunch of our patrons.
So many patrons.
Oh, yay. Boy.
We got Aaron.
The number's 18 right there.
That's right. We got Aaron. We got Adam. We got Chris. We got John. We got Forth. We got Gungan Mobster. We got Jonathan. We got Kat. We got Kathy. We got Kayla. We got Lori. We got Nerd Dowell. We got Sean. And we got Jess. Hello, everybody.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for joining us so early where we are. Probably more reasonable where you are.
Just like a normal time for you guys, mostly.
But the name of the game today is we don't want to make any decisions except for reacting to the ones that you decide that we do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so just reactions. We just want to react. We don't live proactively, just reactively, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, huh?
Yep.
It's dedicated to all of our patrons because you helped us make it here. If you're listening to this after the fact, come join us at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. Not you, because you're here already, but the other people listening who aren't already on. This is going to be a great way to come. Fuck it, let's play!
Thank you for interrupting yourself.
Really saved yourself from that tailspin.
One time, that's what right. If one of us did it? I'd never even crossed my mind that we could.
Oh.
But maybe
until
we could.
Right now?
But could we just be like, I'm really done.
Just cut Russ off by screaming, fuck
listening
it, let's play.
Listening to Russ. Yeah, I'm going to scream, fuck it, let's play. All right, well, that's in the back pocket now.
You can tell when I'm about to start, because usually Tom jumps in when I'm about to say it with something that is unrelated to whatever we're about to do.
I like to call it a topic change.
Ah, yes. So, in the chat, we need a name of a town that these fine folks are going to be coming into.
Oh, Mooklim and Sully. Cat was fast.
Yep.
Mooklim and Sully, you're out. You have just, you're wandering through a forest, a long and winding road. You've just left the ship for whatever reason, because we haven't recorded those episodes yet. But you're on the way, you're on the road again, and you come upon a sign ahead of you.
Is City Townville? People know how to make a name?
I think it's City Townsville.
There's no S. City Townville?
Huh. All right.
I think it maybe is the best name because it's all of the... Like, it really... You know that when you get there, there's going to be, like, probably a square and some commerce and people. It's got all this stuff of a city town...
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, I've been to lots of places, Glim, and I don't mean to shoot down what you're saying, because I totally see what you're saying. However, like, a city and a town and a ville are three different levels of like placeology, you know? Like,
well, sure.
Like a city is enormous.
Sure, but I think it's more of like maybe you walk through the ville to get to the town to then get to the city.
Oh, I was thinking more like a of layer, a tiered, like an onion. I was thinking like a tiered big system. Like it's all city. And then you go up some steps and then there's a town and then you go up some more steps and then there's a village and then you go up some more steps and who knows what's up
and
there.
And then you're
probably
in heaven?
Some kind of, yeah, like it, maybe just Bahamut's chilling up there and you can be like, hey bro, how are you doing up here?
That'd be pretty cool.
Every town you come to, do you secretly hope that you're just going to find Bahamut chilling out?
Obviously. Yeah, I mean,
and
no,
he might be in one of the ones. Right? Maybe. Like, he could just be chilling.
Doy me.
Hey, you cool kids!
Oh.
Oh, guys! What? I've been chasing you for so long! Oh, God!
Hi! Hi, Hillip.
Sure.
So that was you screaming about a few miles back there?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I was in the little dinghy raft trying to chase down your big pirate ship that you had absconded.
Well, I wouldn't say it's a big pirate ship.
The barge right in is not a pirate ship.
Oh,
or
well,
big.
Oh, well, it's good to see you guys.
What's up? Is there something wrong with, like, the Bahamaniacs, or
is the Bahamaniacs' jobs are rolling fine? Nobody's complaining to HR at all.
Oh, that's a weird fact
I mean,
to bring
it's
up.
Kinda, yeah, weird that, no that you brought complaining. It up. But
it's we've run out of baguettes, which is kind of an issue. Oh. It's a real drain on the wheat fields.
We gotta get creative.
Yeah.
You gotta go gluten-free.
Oh, okay, so like rice baguettes.
Yeah, try it
sure,
out.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, cool. So what are we doing here? Maybe we go inside and get some grubs?
Like
insects?
Is that what you're...
No, it's some yum-yums in my tum-tums.
Oh, well, we're just
like together?
We're going to City Townville. Is that where...
Yeah, no, actually, absolutely. That's where we're setting up a new Bahamaniacs later. Don't worry about it. It's going to we're going to talk about renaming the town of City Townville. We'll talk about that later. That's okay.
I'm sorry. You're setting up an exercise group and they're going to let you rename the town?
It's a courtesy, yes.
I mean, Bahamaniacs is pretty life-changing for everybody once you start getting into that Zumba, so...
Yeah.
I mean, if we can get, like, the mayor and most of the city council on board in Zumba classes, I feel like there's a chance.
Okay, well, let's go talk to the mayor. I wonder who the mayor is here.
I'm going to pull Glim aside as we start to walk again and just say, do not let him switch to gluten-free bread. No one will want it.
Oh.
Just telling you. Not even the people who need gluten-free bread want gluten-free bread.
Glim, you never say where you're going first. You ask him where he's going first, and then you're not going to the same place.
Oh, yes. Oh, I forgot. I got... okay.
You're just too nice.
Hey, you guys, I found somebody who knows the name of the mayor, right? What did you say the name of the mayor was?
Oh, the mayor's mom, Neckbreaker.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That is quite the name.
His name is Mom?
His name is Mom Neckbreaker.
What's
Mom short for?
Miriam.
Oh.
Mariamel.
Mariamel?
Mariamel.
Mariamel.
Yeah.
And
it's, yeah.
Like Mariamel.
Yeah.
Like.
But different emphasis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it seems pretty straightforward.
Okay.
And do you know where... I have so many questions about Mom. Do you know where we could find him? Is he as intimidating as the name Neckbreaker would lead me to believe?
Oh, probably not. No, they're very small in stature. Very nice person. Neckbreaker's more of a family name. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Long line of Neckbreakers.
And who are you?
I'm Gluton.
Oh, it's so nice to meet you, Glue. We were curious about how City Townsville works. Like, is it, like, tiered, or is there different areas, or is it just one?
Is it all three of the things?
Oh, yes.
Is Bahamut just chilling somewhere?
Yeah, no.
That's the real question.
City Townsville is more of a suburb of the town, you know. There's There's the Cityville Township, and then there's the hamlets, of course. There's the city, the ville, and then the town. So
is there a Cityville proper?
Exactly. Yeah. So that's exactly it. Yep.
Well, that's not confusing at all.
Why would it be?
Well, that's what I said.
So where's the mayor?
Oh, probably at the job postings. So what day is it? Today? Sunday morning, about 9:15 Mountain. It's probably at the job postings.
Is the mayor just picking up random jobs?
No, they post them.
They post the jobs. That makes more sense.
Oh, so they're like government positions posted.
Could be government positions posted.
You guys, working for the city makes you a lot more gold than it does just a regular smo.
Yeah, we probably want to get there because they're fresh. Like if he's just putting them up now, we want to be the first ones there to like get our pick of the choice assignments.
Well, and the more city, towns, or villes we go to and we like make a name for ourselves.
Oh, all right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Right? We get like some legacy going on here.
Well, it's nice talking to you.
Yeah, you too. Yeah. Glue.
You too, Glue.
You head through the town of City Townsville. It's a nice, quiet town. You know, everybody's just waking up. The baker's putting out the fresh breads. The librarian is doing, you know,
putting
just
out
banging
the
out the books.
Books.
You know, just
did you say banging
dusting,
the books together,
yeah, just
like
banging it, like dusting them off. You know, mm-hmm. you know, like librarians yeah. do.
You
That's
know
how, they
how
do.
Librarians yeah. do.
Okay, who didn't grow up having to wishing to be the person who banged off the. Chalkboard erasers.
I know. It's
yeah,
like
banged
we're from,
off is probably not.
We're really from another time when you say, like, doesn't it seem like in 1853, the really choice assignment in
was
the schoolroom
was to clean the erasers.
Was to clean the erasers.
But God it was forbid you hit the school with those because, I mean,
oh, no,
like,
no.
holy Ooh. Shit.
Yeah. Big trouble.
Yeah.
Is it like I that, did. But with books? You didn't? You are but 6 months younger than me.
No, I did. I hit it against the school.
Oh, you hit it against the school. Oh, yeah. You monster.
Oh, I know.
Oh, my right? God. I didn't know I was married to such a bad boy, you guys.
And he runs our game?
I know.
Oh, boy. This explains
I've
a lot.
I've got chills.
Not today, everybody.
Anyway, so she's doing that with books outside is what I... Mm-hmm. That's the imagery I was going for. Dust everywhere, books slapping together.
Occasionally hear one of them yelp.
Because it's a mimic?
Maybe. You don't know. But you pass down by the librarian without giving too much thought about it, and you make your way to the town center where you see a big job board posting sign.
Posting.
You see a big
job board.
Oh, job center.
Right there in the town center.
That's right. Right there in town center. And you see just a small halfling there. Reaching, straining with I don't know why I'm stuck in this accent now.
just embrace it.
Yeah, just straining to reach up and try and put the papers up there with a little thumbtack.
And a hammer?
Yeah.
good morning.
Good morning there. It's a pleasure to meet you. Hey, you're tall. Could you put this up high?
Absolutely. Are right. you... And I take the postings and start putting things up. Yeah. Are you the mayor?
Yep, that's me, Mom Neckbreaker. Look at me. I'm a neckbreaker, obviously.
You look like a neckbreaker.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, we're just kind of cruising through town looking for some work. So perfect that we ended up here with all of these great postings. So many. Wow.
Yeah, so many.
City Townsville's a great hub for all things happening in... I mean, basically, judging by the number of jobs posting here in the entire region, we're a filter city. We filter through all of the things and then send people back out to do jobs. So, yeah, have a look and see what you like here. This one just kind of jumped in. It's one of my favorites that came in recently. It's, need a change of pace? Require an instructor learned in local lore to tutor my child. We'll reward. Are you guys good with local lore? We'll reward you with a land deed. Wow.
Mm. Oh, it says you must not smell. Does that mean you shouldn't be stinky, or should your olfactory systems be on the fritz?
Who's this one from? Oh, it's Jennings Electrosprocket. Must not smell. Oh, they probably don't want you to stink real bad.
Hmm.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I mean, you two are fine.
Oh, my gosh.
See some others here. I seem to have made a mistake with my experiment. I don't think my books should eat one another. Please help contain them. Interesting.
Oh, boy.
What about this one? Taco monsters kidnapping Zumba participants?
Ooh.
Check local cave?
I mean, that seems... Okay, first of all, Hillip, I thought you said there wasn't a Baja Maniacs here yet, so does that mean there's a competing Zumba studio? Because...
Glim, let me be serious with you right now.
I would appreciate
it. There is no Baja Maniacs here yet. I was actually coming to completely squash the competition, but you beat me here before I got here. But maybe that's something that we could take care of by this taco monster that just randomly showed up. No one knows how the taco monster got there.
Well, is it Tuesday?
What do you think, Moot? Anything look good? You interested in anything?
There's one. I know we're not usually like housekeepers, but looking for a new housekeeper. For more info, come to the Dark Castle at Dark Castle at midnight. That sounds pretty cool.
Oh, well, what about this one? Cat missing, small, brown, and very friendly. Also, a portal to hell has opened in my basement. Maybe related.
Oh.
I seem to have lost my pet rock at the quarry. It's dark gray with white speckles. Please bring it back to me. Seems like an easy one.
Well, I feel like that's going to be
a tough one.
Oh,
that sounds fucking impossible. How would you find they're all that color, Glim?
Sort of like needle in a haystack kind of situation.
Oh. I guess I thought because it was a pet rock, it would have more of a personality. It would sort of stand out and we could just go.
Okay, yep.
But
yep.
I see what you're saying. It probably
maybe
is kind of
maybe there'd be googly eyes on it or something.
Exactly.
Hey, Mom Neckbreaker, quick question for you. If I was about, let's say, just randomly 6 inches taller, would you have leaned on me to get the job done of reaching the higher posting?
Oh, yeah, probably. You're just a little too much of a small fry to reach that top corner.
That's what I keep telling him.
Okay. All right. I thought as much. I just wanted to check.
A little bit of a complex?
No, nothing. Nothing happened at all in the past. That's right.
Totally respectable in Tie Me Up has been robbed. Speak to the owner for details. Well, I think maybe we could just stop there later. They say it's totally respectable.
I mean, an interesting way to preface, that's for sure.
Well, so many options, guys. What do you think? Dark Castle at midnight? I guess you've kind of shot down the quarry idea, but that's okay.
Well, there was two at the quarry. We could maybe multitask with two.
Yeah, I mean, the missing cat. That sounds nice.
Oh, yeah, and the portal.
Oh, you guys, I think I found it. My great Grammy keeps getting into fights with her neighbor. If you can get them to stop arguing, I'll pay you 10 gold. I'm tired of taking them to clerics when they wrestle. See Aunt Forth, Uncle Hitter for more info.
Huh.
I mean, I don't know about you, but a good granny brawl is always...
You love a fighting granny.
You know.
You really do. And a rapping granny.
Yeah.
And if they're doing both at the same time, it's just like my birthday or something.
Yeah, Rap Battle Granny. Let's go see Rap Battle Granny. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Yeah, it sounds like a great idea. Loving it. It's going to be so good.
I like how we're like also kind of like subsequently punishing Russell at the same time. I can't wait to hear this granny rap.
Yeah, me too. It's going to be
two
great.
Two of them. It's a rap battle.
I didn't even think I saw that one. That's okay.
No, you saw it. You just refused to acknowledge it.
Right.
See, right there.
Well, yeah, you just got to go down to Uncle Forth Antsville's. What?
Aunt Forth Uncle Hitter.
You just got to go see Aunt Forth Uncle Hitter. They live down on Main.
Great. Well, it was so nice to meet you.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Thanks, Mom.
Anytime there, dear. Anytime you just want to come reach high things. Always looking for someone to reach a high thing.
Oh.
If you want to reach, like, a really high place, maybe I could tell you about this cool guy I know, and he'll take you to, like, the top number.
Great in, though.
Got a city to run.
I mean, it was just he put it right out
there.
Yeah,
you can't pass that one up.
So you head down to Maine. To the address that clearly Mom told you, you hear yelling, like pretty intense yelling coming from down a few houses. It's mostly garbled from where you're standing now. It's just more like.
Oh, man. It really sounds like they're getting into it.
I think we might have found the right place.
Oh, God. I don't know if we should have chosen this one as, like, a way to help the town, because I may just want to watch instead of actually, like, do something. But I mean,
maybe they'll just tire themselves out, though.
Maybe.
Yeah, but would you put up an ad if they were just going to tire themselves
out? It's true. It must be, like, really nonstop for someone to take the time to put up an ad and submit it through the city's official portal for the mayor to go post up on the job board, so...
All right, well, let's get these fiery grandmas.
You head down and you come to the front door, and it's a little cracked open. You hear yelling coming out from the back of the house.
I knock, you know. My signature knock.
That's the one.
That's it.
Is that not everyone's signature?
Yes.
There's no answer.
Is there like a side yard we could go down and kind of look to see if they're peer over the fence? And...
Yeah, are they in the backyard?
Yes, yes they are. You head down the side yard and you come into the back and you see a little old lady and she's in... just the nightiest of nightgowns. She's got her...
Wait,
I have... Yeah.
Negligee?
Sexy?
Yeah.
Or like flannel-y? Yeah. Because I feel like the nightiest of nightgowns kind of went two ways in my mind.
Uh-huh. On one side of the fence, the side you're on, it's flannel.
Mm.
On the other side of the fence, there's another granny who's wearing more of a negligee.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good for her.
A little bit of a teddy kind of thing going on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Any faux fur happening?
I mean, I'm...
Yeah, there's a merkin.
I assume she's wearing those slide-on mules with the, like, boa.
Yes.
You know the ones?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad she hasn't lost her sexuality. You know, that doesn't just go away because you get older.
Sure.
Yeah. She's got needs.
The need to wear incredibly uncomfortable lingerie, apparently. Yep.
And
the
back
need for speed.
So I call, hello, I'm quickly really making sure the pamphlets that I have with me are quite well hidden because I have had not great success if I knock or approach a house with the pamphlets visible.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we've been turned down for just like a lot of different places.
Yeah. So I make sure those are well hidden away, even though I pulled one out to give to the mayor.
I'm sick and tired of your lewd garden gnomes just creeping into my garden.
Excuse me, ma'am.
What?
Hi.
Oh, hi. Sorry.
Hello.
This is a little bit Flamekins, but it's just an old lady. It's not Flamekins. Maybe it could be. Maybe Flamekins is a little bit older now.
I would explain the teddy.
Yep.
Yeah, which granny are we talking to right now?
You're probably talking to the flannel granny.
Flannel granny. Yeah. Okay. I'm so sorry to interrupt your screaming. However, we thought maybe we could, we heard some distress and just thought we could maybe help out.
What Aunt Forth Uncle Hitter sent you?
Well, not us particularly, just like it was like a cry for help.
Yeah, and it was on the job board.
They put this on the job board? Oh,
yes, yeah. You two are really... really causing a ruckus, you two.
Well, yes, we are. See, she keeps stealing my sexy gnomes.
And are you stealing the sexy gnomes?
I'm not stealing them. They find their way over here.
So the gnomes are alive and moving?
They're alive with the sound of music.
And sexy.
And look at them.
Look at them.
And they're very
what do you
sexy.
See? I would assume very sexy gnomes.
Well, this one has his pants down. Do you see that one? And he's got his junk buried in the face of a flower.
Yeah, you haven't even seen the one giving it to the toadstool yet.
Oh, damn. Where's that one?
It's probably crept over onto that side there.
Now, you keep saying crept over like you didn't put him there.
Why would I put them there? They're my gnomes.
So, yeah,
from
you're implying that they move themselves?
They were a gift to me.
But she's saying that they're hers?
No, she's saying that they creeping over because she doesn't like how sexy they look, which is very odd, judging by the way she dresses.
Okay, let me get this straight.
Well, she wants to be the star attraction, not the sexy garden gnomes.
Granny with the flanny has Lou garden gnomes.
Yep.
That sexy grandma over here
finds offensive.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, huh. Okay.
A twist.
But okay. So there's no stealing going on?
Yes, she's stealing them.
Oh, sexy grandma's taking
your
gnomes.
She's taking the gnomes.
Oh,
she
sexy grandma.
She doesn't like them.
Are you just... And I'm so sorry I haven't asked your names, but I think the labels we have going on are working.
Yeah. Flanny and sexy. You're fine with... I mean, that it makes
Keeps
sense.
Are you guys okay with
that?
Because
the voices are basically the same.
Yeah,
we're
I get
have
confused.
Just,
yeah.
Could I ask a question about the gnomes? Because they are quite unique. I've not seen, so I'm just wondering if you, maybe they were like a gift from the Fae, or maybe a gift from an
ex. Well, they were a gift from Grandpa Hot Pants.
Grandpa Hot Pants.
Now, who is Grandpa Hot Pants?
He's my sugar daddy.
Oh.
Says Granny and the Flanny.
Oh.
Well, yeah, Flanny Granny. She's the, okay. the owner.
I'm
going to
try and make a decision. This is Granny and the Flanny.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And this is... Fuck. They're all the same.
Can maybe she just have, like, a more, like, sultry tone to her?
Yes.
Because she's sexy Granny.
This is her voice now.
I'm sorry. Is that your
that
sultry
was so
voice? Oh, Amy.
I know. Are you guys jealous? Yes. Well, I wake up to that voice every morning.
Here's my very
sexual
voice.
I can picture Russ pouring on the charm now, and it all makes so much sense.
Now say, no. Because you've got a little bit of Chris or Kevin Hart going on here.
Yeah, this isn't sexy, Granny.
Okay.
I'm so horny right now.
Well, you've seen the gnomes.
Right?
Anyways,
I mean, they are very sexy. There's one all in leather and one like in a little lace outfit that has the one in leather on a leash.
There's the one in the swing in the back too.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Well, actually, it's not one in the swing. That's several in the swing. Who knew swings?
I mean, if you're going to have a swing, you may as well
swing in it.
That's way.
If they move themselves, how does the one with the hood And the zipper over the mouth, how does he get around?
Well, because he still has arms and legs.
Oh, no. Now, hold on. If you look behind him, he's got a butt plug with a leash on it. So.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Here
he's
we go.
Being
that
led
makes
around.
Sense. That makes sense.
Okay. So, I mean.
How do we. Maybe we need to figure out if they are really actually alive. Because that would explain a lot. If they're sentient creatures, they are just, you know.
They go where
into
they
whatever
please?
Garden they. Exactly. Yeah. They want to. They go wherever they
want. They fuck
where
they want to fuck.
Exactly. That's what everybody always says about gnomes.
Yep.
Well, I had not previously heard that, but that's...
I'm shocked by that, Sully.
Wow. I mean, I don't like to paint people with broad strokes.
Look, I don't know if they're magic or not. They were just, you know, loving gifts from Grandpa Hot Pants, and then they just start going missing one night.
Okay. Is Grandpa Hot Pants around here? We can maybe verify that he did, in fact, give them to you. And if they're ending up over in Sexy Granny's backyard, then we can, like, for sure. Because right now it's just a she said situation.
Well, yes, Grandpa. I can't remember what fucking voice it was.
Kevin Hart. Put your Kevin Hart on.
It's like an Arvid Kevin Hart combo.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Arvid Hart.
Yeah, he lives just a couple houses down.
Did she forget to put her teeth in, and that's why she sounds like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember to put her teddy and negligee on, but not the teeth.
Not the teeth.
You gotta go out looking your best.
Okay. So I'm sorry.
Keep it together. Yes, they said they live a couple houses down. Maybe we just go visit Grandpa Hot Pants.
Oh, God, you're still here.
Yeah, well, I'm always here. Hillip is always present with you.
Feels like an invasion of privacy, but...
What a joy for us.
Let's go talk to Mr. Hot Pants.
Grandpa Hot Pants, I believe it was his title.
Yeah, let's go.
Maybe just go see, just double check. Do we all want to go? Do we dare leave these two grannies together? What if they start snatching at each other's faces?
Philip, maybe you could supervise the grannies, make sure they don't start fighting too much, and we'll go talk to Grandpa.
And if we could know what they're saying occasionally with Hillip, that'd be great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That sounds like a cool idea. I'm going to stay here with these two sexy, sex-active grannies. And nothing crazy will happen, I promise you.
Oh, God. What are we going to come back to?
I don't know. I regret it already. But also, then we won't have Hillip with us, so maybe I don't. Let's go see Grandpa Hot Pants.
Oh, it really is just a couple doors down. Because, look. I see a mailbox right there, and he does have Grandpa Hot Pants written, like, right on it.
Written right on
perfect.
It.
It's all bedazzled.
With a little caricature of said hot pants. So that's cute.
I like this guy already.
Maybe a bit embellished right in the crotch there, but I guess we'll find out.
I mean, maybe or maybe not.
You go knock on the door and it swings open and a plume of hot box comes out. And an old man, an assless chap, steps forward who has a rather large cod piece. Did I miss any other description of Grandpa? Oh, lace hot pants. Oh. Over those assless chaps are lace hot pants.
Wow. Are the
shirtless, I imagine.
Yes. Yeah, I would have to assume
He's a ripped.
With like a belly, I assume.
He's a ripped Grandpa.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Yeah. Okay.
Grandpa hot pants.
Like that sexy Santa that mall did that campaign with. Oh, did you guys see that?
I did see
he
that.
Was very handsome.
He was, That was a good
Santa.
Well,
that's what I'm picturing now. Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, the crotch is rather understated in the picture that you saw. So
I had an inkling.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Hello, sir.
Oh, hello there. Tis I, Grandpa Hotpants. Pleasure.
It's so nice.
So nice to meet
you. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, real pleasure.
Yes,
yeah.
If you come on recommendation?
Kind of. What? But not for the reason that you're probably thinking.
Oh.
We were just curious, what's the deal with the gnomes?
You know the sexy gnomes that you bought for Flanny Granny? Well, I don't. That's
or
what we
call
her. Did
you buy them for Flanny Granny?
Who did you buy the gnomes for?
The gnomes were a gift to Flanny Granny.
Is there anything special about these gnomes other than their wild?
Obvious. Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Let me check the calendar. Yes. Okay. Yes. Well, it seems that the moon has reached its 14th lunar cycle. And the gnomes will come alive and present themselves to their owners.
Oh, there's at least
three
that are presenting
themselves.
Oh, so many. Now, previously to this lunar cycle, were they just complete bitches?
The grannies or the gnomes?
Both. Everybody is all crazy over there.
Once they start spritzing their gnomish pheromones, it can elevate certain untold desires, create a pact of untold desires, perhaps.
Okay. Now, some of these gnomes are making the way over into Sexy Granny's yard.
Are they promiscuous.
Okay.
If there are too many gnomes in one location, they spread.
Why did you give so many gnomes in one location?
I was hoping to win her over. It came to me in a dream. If I could win over Flanny Granny, then...
She's the ultimate conquest.
Complete your bingo card?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, sir. To complete my life's bingo card.
Okay.
The center square is often Flanny Granny, so that's fair.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So they're perfectly normal. Nothing to see here. They're just going to enact their pheromone goodness on them, and then probably on the neighborhood.
And for how long? Is it just a short cycle, or...
Forever.
Forever.
Okay. So,
yes.
Wow.
But they just reproduce forever.
Okay.
I mean, we like to be sex positive.
Forever.
Right, guys? Like, we're aggressively sex positive.
Sure,
but this
yeah.
is...
Yeah.
We can talk about it inside.
No,
well,
that's
we'll
all
stay
right.
Out here. That's
I
fine.
Feel like we maybe need to, because one of the best things about being sex positive is positive consent. And I feel like by just releasing sex pheromone gnomes on the whole neighborhood, you maybe haven't taken that into account in the way that you probably would like to.
Well, that's right? fair. Yes, I suppose I've stumbled backwards into an odd consent program. She did accept the gifts willingly.
Oh, yes.
Of course.
Yes.
But did the whole neighborhood?
Sure, yeah.
Well, not yet.
We look down and there's like a couple gnomes kind of like peeking around. Yeah, yeah. We can like see some stuff through the door.
Hey, what you doing? Hey, close the door. Don't look at us when we're doing this.
Oh, like you don't want us to look at you when you're doing
that. Okay, look at me.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'll make extreme eye contact with you while we're doing this. I think we've gotten a little off topic. I think we have a gnome problem to take care of here, people.
I think we maybe have a gnome problem. Now, the gnomes, did they... Maybe they came from somewhere else and we could just
round them up.
We don't want to destroy the gnomes, but we could just maybe collect them and send them back home.
Sure.
Yes, yes. Well, I bought them off a man who said he was from the Fae. So perhaps they could
that
be sent
makes
back
sense.
To the Fae.
Or maybe what if we canvass the neighborhood and see if all the neighbors want to take one or two, and then they can all stay, and then they're not in the same place reproducing constantly.
But then won't they still just give out the pheromones all the time because it never stops?
Oh. Yep.
Yeah, it was never ending spreading of the pheromones.
Yep.
It's
really... Well, hey, at least now we know the problem. Okay. thank you, Sir Hot Pants.
Yeah, yes, anytime. Oh, I probably have some items here for you. That you could use to wrangle these.
Yes, please.
Oh, okay.
I was just going to use my hands with gloves on.
Just let me go check the back while I get a list of things that could be presented.
Welcome to the middle. We've got stuff and things. If you want all the things and stuff, that's what you're going to get. We are
take it home, Russ.
Place that you find all the great things. I wish I had another word that wasn't things. Okay,
all
we're
right,
back.
Well, I know what birthday gift to get Russ. It's a thesaurus.
yes, thank you.
We
thank
both
you.
Could use that.
We could.
Hey, it's the gift. It's the overlapping
there
gift.
It is.
We found it, Tom.
We found it in the middle.
Just happened
all right.
Lots of stuff are found in the middle.
That's right. Hey, last week was our first episode back from vacation. I did the middle by myself because I was like, I don't want to call everybody in just for one little middle. But now we're back together doing this thing together again, and it feels good.
And can I say, we have not lost
no. it. No, still sharp as a tack.
No, based on that song off the top there.
Finely honed edges.
Russ has been holding on to that song for...
I wrote that song at the beginning.
He's been working on it for 4 weeks.
Vacation.
It's been a long time.
That's 4 weeks worth of work.
Yeah.
How do you feel about
that? Oh, boy.
I feel great about it.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I feel...
Good.
Yeah,
you should.
Feel,
that's what's important.
You know, sometimes you just have to throw things at the wall and just be proud of them because...
Nope, you're just proud
but
of all of them.
Are you supposed to see what sticks?
Like a proud mama
hen. You just hurl things at the wall.
The saying is, you throw things at the wall and then be proud of them.
Okay.
Yeah, what's wrong with you guys? So, with the support of our friends at Podbean, we've got something that you might want to try here.
Okay.
You know how sometimes you're like, my podcast app. I wish I could try a different one.
Yeah, because sometimes people update them and then they are terrible.
Yeah.
Not pointing any fingers.
No, not pointing any.
Nope.
For example,
not taking any bites out of any apples.
Well, I mean, you really kind of said the quiet part loud there, Tom.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What we want to say is Podbean is a really cool app and they've got a lot of great features. And we think that you should go check them out because Podbean's been a leader in the field of podcasting for over 10 years, developing innovative tools for podcasters and listeners. In addition to podcast hosting and monetization, Podbean has developed one of the top podcast apps for Android and iOS. With over 1.5 million installs and growing fast.
Anecdotally, they've been around forever. I remember back in school doing a project and making a podcast because I am who I am and I've always been this person. and uploading it on Podbean. And that was like when dinosaurs roamed the earth.
Yeah, I think they've got a whole bunch of different plans for podcasters and that sort of thing. But one thing that I really like about Podbean that you don't get with a lot of apps is you can comment and the podcast, as long as they claim their podcast, can see those comments chitter-chatter back.
That's fun.
So Podbean, go try it out. Podbean.com. There's no tagline
Two
for them.
Two beans in a pod.
Yep, Podbean.com. What Amy said.
Bean it up.
Bean me up, Scotty.
We're in the middle now, and we're singing a song about Podbean.
Podbean.
They are an app that you can listen to all your podcasts.
Podbean.
You can push play and rewind. More probably skip 15 seconds in the past. Podbean.
Yeah.
Podbean. Thanks for listening to us. All right. You have a great rest of your week and we'll talk to you soon.
we cut back to Hillip and Flanny Granny and Sexy Granny.
So what you're saying is I just have to put my knees up into this into these holsters?
Oh God, they got him on the swing. Oh wait, I'm not there.
You just can sense it.
I can't. Yeah, I'm just like.
You just raise them up there, yep, you put them up high, yeah, and then we're just testing the weight there. See how it bounces? Yeah, that's good. Okay, that's good. So this is really fun. So what do we do now?
I like that they've got Hillip in the swing. That seems, yeah, I like that.
Seems appropriate.
Hot Pants comes back. Well, I have a bag of things here. He reaches in and pulls out another bag.
Oh, I like a bag in a bag. Here. There's a mystery to it.
I'll give this one to you here. This is what they call a bag of kittens. It's an extra-dimensional portal that houses kittens.
Could we put the gnomes in there?
Well, it's full of kittens. So you reach it. I mean, you could potentially put the gnomes in there, put them into an extra-dimensional plane and...
Oh, we could release. Take the kittens out and give them to the crannies.
Yes, you could.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. You know what, too? I think cats have crazy pheromones. Like, they pee and spray all over stuff. Maybe
How many kittens were in here? It's thousands. There's thousands of kittens in here.
That's one, two, you. Three, thousands. Thousands of kittens.
That's thousands of kittens. Well, here's your standard staff of probing, gnomes by egg Z, chokers, leather hoods, fingerprinting, dust and brushes. That seems here.
I'm an investigator.
You, sir, Moot, I think you didn't tell me your name, but I'm going to call you by it.
Sure.
You got the name tag there.
Oh, yep.
What's this one? This is a comb of Beardmancer. While it touches your body, you can grow and regrow a foot of facial hair as a bonus action. Anybody interested in that?
I could mask myself as a gnome.
Excuse me,
giant gnome.
Thank you for the name tags again. You look like you had a beard once.
I did, and so I'm going to stay away from that comb. Mm. But thank you. I think, I don't know if... Yeah, the disguise. Maybe you could pretend to be a sexy gnome, Sully. Please note that you're getting too close to me with it.
I'll take it.
Okay, there you go. Gnome and guard grenade, potion of gnome pheromones to lure them into it. I'll let you decide to how you use it.
Can we just take the duffel bag?
Throw it into the.
Can we just take the duffel bag?
This bag? Oh, yeah. Sure, what if we just took this whole thing? Ooh, guys, there's a whip in here.
Oh. Well, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
That's the most normal of the things that I've told you about. Sheet of useful toys. Yeah, absolutely. Look at all these cool things we've gotten here.
Well, I say we just kind of go and use them all.
He hands you the bag.
Let's go.
You're heading back to the scene of the crime?
Oh, yeah.
Or are you...
Well, there hasn't really been a crime committed, has there?
There's no crime. Not really. It's just...
It was a public disturbance.
An accidental pheromone release. okay, we are approaching the fence.
Come on in. Yeah, we're just having a good time in the swing here.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Yes?
I knew it.
Yep. Come on in. Everything's fine.
Okay.
Everybody's pants are on still.
Okay.
Well, we're just gonna,
So turns out we have to get rid of the gnomes.
Yes, I'm sorry.
But you were right, Flanny Granny. It's very important for people to hear when they were right.
Yeah.
Those gnomes do belong to you. They were gifts from Grandpa Hot Pants.
Yeah.
Who we did not have sex with.
So stop. Good.
And,
well, I mean, he charges by the hour.
I know, it's way too expensive.
It's an open relationship. You can do what you like.
But these gnomes have come to life, will stay alive, fucking all over the place.
Right.
Giving off sexy pheromones.
Oh.
He's just trying to win your heart.
With sexy pheromones?
Well, first it was just with the trinkets. You know, just so you know. He digs you, boo.
Great. Well, I'm glad we solved that problem. How are we going to get rid of him?
Oh, well, we got this duffel bag.
Yeah, how are we going to get the stuff coming over to my side of the yard?
Well, what's this do? This isn't... Huh, it's like a vibrating wand? I'm not sure what... Okay, one end wasn't tingle. Oh, okay. Okay, and I'm going to turn it up. I'm turning it up. Turning it up. Oh, my God. Oh, ow. Oh.
That seems aggressive.
Well, wow. If you can't even hold on to it.
Can't even. Buzzed right out of my hand.
Wow. It seems a little extreme. Well, maybe you should, like, touch one of the gnomes with it and see what happens.
Okay. So I pick it up very carefully and like turn it back down, like more closer to Pleasant Tingle than Crusher, and hold it in my hand, pointing out, walking towards one of the gnomes.
Hey.
Maybe the one that's dressed like a shepherdess. For some reason, it's sort of, it's quite old fashioned.
Sure.
But,
yeah,
like Little Bo Peep.
But, Little Bo Peep, but like a very short skirt, you know, kind of bent over. Mm-hmm. And I kind of gently touch just to the, just to like the arm.
Make a dexterity roll.
Okay. Russ looks around like he's got any papers to say, like, what's about like, to happen?
Let me just check my vibrator stats here.
Let me
here.
Check my sex gnome reaction time.
Clearly, this is the only thing I prepped.
Dex is a okay, so 16.
Just at the like, as you as you're approaching the sexy little Bo Peep gnome,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
turns and looks at you.
Say it out loud, Russ.
Sexy little Bo Peep gnome turns and looks at you at first in a little fright, but then with intrigue and excitement, and you approach and vibrate the shoulder of this gnome, and its entire body begins convulsing.
Because, well, I mean, everybody knows the shoulder is the pleasure center.
It's one of the main erogenous zones
of a gnome.
But then it keeps vibrating, and you pull the vibrator back until the ceramic arm vibrates off.
Oh. Hey! What are you doing? I thought we were having a good time here.
Well, it's just that, do we have that bag, or... Can I?
The kitten bag? And I open up the kitten bag and I start taking kittens out and just start like throwing them at gnomes.
So as an action, you can reach inside the bag and pick a kitten. Alternatively, you can use your action to place a new kitten in the bag. As an action, you can cause all the 1,000 kittens to come out. You know what? I don't think you know how to use it. All 1,000 kittens pour out.
Yeah, I just dump the bag of kittens.
Oh, okay, I'm going to try and put the sexy shepherdess in the bag now.
Sure, yeah, you pick up the sexy shepherdess and she's yelling at you. Hey, you made my arm fall off!
I pick up the arm and put the arm in there, too. Yeah,
you feel this warmth coming off of this gnome. Why stop now?
We're in it.
And its body begins to slowly change and morph, and it's getting bigger. Not a lot bigger, but it gets bigger until you see before you it is a small gnome-like creature with a red cap and a huge scythe who swings down towards you.
Whoa.
Oh.
For a nat one.
Now, is that a two-handed weapon, Russ, or because they did lose an arm?
It's single-handed. True. Single-handed scythe.
Okay.
Huge for their size. But they rolled a nat one, so they swing into the bag as you put them in there. They scream and it's like,
what just happened?
Well, a million cats came out of that bag.
There's so many cats here now. They're very cute.
I'm on the floor.
But they're also
playing with them.
They're spraying, and the we know the pheromones are coming out of the gnomes too. So there's a thick scent.
It's a musk.
In the
it's a
air.
Musky.
There's a real musk.
I don't know if I've made any better with the cats. However, you know.
Yeah. So you're in.
Well, cuter. You've made it cuter.
There's a 30-foot sphere of kittens that is expanding by 10 feet each turn, lasts for 3d6 turns until the kittens become tired from all the play. So you have this 30-foot ball of kittens swirling, churning. The ground is being torn up. Fences are being knocked over. Gnomes are running all over the place.
Okay. I've got... here, Moot, and I pass Moot this bottle that says Pheranomes on it.
Where can I spray this that's a smart choice for us?
Smart.
Where should we spray this? Audience?
Hey, guys, that kittens are getting real close to my swing set here. Maybe somebody could help me down?
Oh, I think you're safer there.
Is there a well on the property?
yeah, just actually in Sexy Granny's yard, there's a well.
Was it a real one or is it
I assume the fence is down now from that. From that 30-foot sphere
of
kittens.
You know, we've been meaning to open... No, we haven't been meaning to open that up. That would seem like a weird character choice. But now we might become closer as friends.
I head over to the well on Sexy Granny's property. And I spray around the well and then turn the auto spray function on as I drop it down the well.
Mm-hmm.
It's spraying all the way down. You see the gnomes that were running from the kittens stop and turn and look towards you in the well. And they got a look in their eye. And you hear some Barry White music come out of nowhere. Actually, it doesn't come out of nowhere.
And I backed away from the well.
It comes out of all of them. They all begin singing.
Can't get enough of your love, babe.
As low as my voice will go.
My darling.
And they're just, they're snapping and they're dancing. They're moving towards in closing the circle around you. Because they were all around you.
You know, I have proceeded to back the fuck up and then turn into a bat with my back cloak.
I was going
to
say, that's not how circles work, but okay.
Oh, there's so much hip thrusting.
As I saw them coming towards me. So yes, I drape my cloak around my shoulders and I say, I go bat now. And I turn into a bat. A
bat flies off and they're moving towards the well. They're coming out of like,
and who do we see? We see the one with the leash butt plug.
Yeah. Yeah.
We see, a cowboy with assless. It looks a lot like Hot Pants Grandpa.
You know, there's sure. Start, you yeah. know, actually it, good similarities. Quite a bit. Yeah. There's one in full gimp suit. Obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The one that's tied to like one of those, cross things. I forget the name of them.
Yeah. 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 Those ones. Yeah. Just kind of like, you know, rolling like it's just end over end because yeah. there's the cross there. There's the swing set. They're pushing the swing like the swing is rocking.
There's the furry all the way along. The furry one. Yep. One dressed.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So yeah. Hillip is being pushed towards the well. He's in the swing, isn't he? Or yeah. there's a tiny
there's
a, gnome
there was a
swing.
Tiny gnome swing, I think, is sure. what we said.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You okay. see the one with the giant flogging paddle?
Yeah, yeah. One's got that ball choker.
Yep.
In its mouth. I mean, a couple do, actually. Yeah, there's a few of those. A lot of latex, a lot of leather. Yeah.
Dog one.
For some yep. reason, there's...
Yeah, a lot of dog leash kind of yeah. things going on, yeah.
Full suit, like a three-piece suit.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
A knight, yeah. for some reason.
The cop from the village people.
Yes. Mm.
There's a
yeah.
whole group
yeah.
of them.
Yeah, I actually see the construction worker from the village
oh,
people.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
the all of
and
the...
And you know what? All of the village people.
Yeah,
there.
Hey, look, there's yeah. also French maid. Lots of French maids.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's yep. just a whole group huh. of them like racing each other, riding one another around the mm-hmm. perimeter.
Yeah.
Much lots like a jockey
of,
race.
Lots of leapfrog too, but yep. they're not making it all the way
yep.
over.
Yeah. No. It yeah. stops partway.
And just to be explicit, there's a lot of sexual parts just
oh,
out.
Oh yeah.
We're
yeah.
just
yeah.
we're very describing much so. The outfits.
Anatomically
but obviously,
correct. But also yeah. a little bigger than what you know,
definitely yeah. enlarged in
yeah,
many ways.
Much akin to huh. Grandpa Hot Pants.
Embiggened, if you will.
So they're moving towards, sorry, they're moving towards the well and they're climbing up and all of them are falling in following the pheromones and you hear, at first you hear like shatters down at the bottom.
Wasn't there water in the well?
Is there water in that well?
Was that a dry no. well?
I mean, can bats talk? I don't know if bats can talk. I can answer
there's
it.
No, there's no water down in the well. No.
Oh, gosh.
Decorative.
Oh, no. Oh.
This is, I thought we were totally just going to well. Trap them. And.
But then you slowly hear like these vibrations and pops and clicks. And then you hear like screams. Ah! As they all turn into these red caps.
I fly down towards where Sully and Glim are and change out of being a bat. Mm-hmm. I say, okay, now what do we do, guys?
Have they all gone into the well?
They're still proceeding. Like the ones that are under the pheromone spell, they're like falling down. But now it doesn't take long before like they begin piling up on top of each other. And now they're pushing back the other way with
oh,
these
gosh.
Red caps coming out.
Oh,
We need like a lid or like a giant cork or something.
Is there anything in that bag you have over there?
Oh.
Hmm.
I
just really digging through this duffel bag, looking for some sort of
like mass napalm,
some sort of large plug,
a big
yeah,
plug,
yeah, a big plug with like a tapered base, so it would yep. sit in and just really
maybe some ribs to really hold it in.
Oh, the staff of probing.
Okay.
Yes. Let's okay.
Oh,
let's try that.
He gave you the staff of probing, did he?
You can have.
He gave us this
you
whole
can have
bag
it when
of stuff.
Done.
I mean,
oh, how about the bed dragon butt plug? He got that one in there too.
I'm going to approach with the staff of probing, and see if I can kind of like knock the last few in, and then
all right, yeah,
use that to fill
make
the
a
hole.
Dexterity saving throw to avoid scythes.
Plus zero, 16.
Such a horny little guys with sharp things.
Yeah, they're swinging wildly all around you. You mm-hmm. catch the end of like one of them along your shoulder, Which gives you some damage. 6 slashing damage. It's a pretty hefty cut you get deep into your shoulder. But yeah, you manage to stab the staff of Proping down into the top of this well. And what does it do?
Well, once it fills the hole, I have to like kind of jam it in a few times.
Yeah, just back and forth, back and forth. Just like that. So many times before.
You're doing great, Clem.
It's 9 o'clock in the morning. So I'm jabbing it in and out. And then it sort of starts to seize up. And then there's like a release. And I don't know what happens because it's in the hole. But clearly something like...
But we get that like Christopher Nolan follow the bullets, you know, camera view all the way down.
Christopher Nolan, all
the gaps get filled.
Yeah.
And everything is like frozen in place in this like
orifices are just filled with sticky like fluid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very viscous though. Like there's no crawling out of here.
No. It's,
Wow, you really filled that hole. Glim, Jesus.
Yeah.
What are we going to do with the rest of these little guys?
Kitten bag?
Into the bag. I hold up the bag.
Running around scooping them up. Scooping. Shoveling them in.
Yeah. Don't break them. They turn into those really bad guys.
Yeah.
And you manage to get them all. You still have this growing ball of kittens that you haven't dealt
with. But it'll tire itself out, right?
That's future us' problem. Well,
you know what? We can rehome kittens. We can't rehome sex gnomes.
Exactly.
As the old saying goes.
That's the old adage.
Yeah, and because I rolled so poorly, that ball of kittens is like starting to calm down. Like they're getting sleepy time now. And they're all just kind of rolling on top of each other. There are thousands of them, so there's a lot. But yeah, no, they're tired kittens. It's a lot of damage here taking care of this here problem.
Yeah. There was.
Yeah, this is why you shouldn't fight.
Also.
Because look what happened.
Also, Grandpa Hot Pants needs to, like, double check on his gifts and stuff. This was not an appropriate gift. Whatever happened to, like, jewelry, flowers, multiple orgasms?
Sure, all good gifts.
Like I'll talk to him about that. Give him a firm talking to.
And
spanking. Just in case you just missed the context there.
Oh, no, we got it.
Okay. I mean, you have that paddle in your hand, and you're slapping your hand.
Yeah, no,
like
Hillip's liking it. Yes, very good. Yeah. No. Oh.
You can keep him for as long as you want. Also, you could probably sell each of these kittens and have enough money to fix your fence.
Yeah, pay a landscaping company or something to fix it right up
great.
For you.
All right. Oh, sell the kittens. Getting into the kitten game.
And
you
say
got
it with
it.
Me. No more gnomes.
What about one gnome?
Nope.
Well, what are you going to do with that bag of gnomes then?
We'll probably talk to to Mia Mom.
Yeah.
She'll know what to do with it.
Mom always knows what to do in these situations.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got to talk to Mom when you have a bag full of sex gnomes.
Right?
Yep.
All right. Got to be able to turn to her.
Well, are you going to keep that bag of toys or you want me to take that back to Grandpa Hot Pants for you?
I think you can take it back to Grandpa Hot Pants. Yeah,
for sure. What do you want in here?
Oh, no, thank you. That's all right.
Oh, okay.
Maybe just the, what's that whip in there? We never end up using it, but like it looked good. I want it.
Mm-hmm. Just this sexy leather whip?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, there you go.
I grab it and I go do-do-do-do-do and I snap it.
Crack that whip.
Licorice whip.
Glim surreptitiously picks up the wand of vibration.
I think Sully still has the beard comb.
I do. Yep. I do have the beard comb. I kept it in my back pocket.
I forget what all was in there, but I'll grab something too.
Yeah. We'll as far as all the items, we'll bag of kittens. Well, I mean, the kittens are all gone. We've got the bag.
Now we've got a bag of sex gnomes.
We could unleash that on like Orcus.
Oh no. Turns the tide.
Yes.
Hey, can they take over the world if they're too busy fucking?
Flannel Granny takes the bag and heads over to Grandpa Hot Pants, where you see her enter into the cloud of smoke and says, "Oh, we got some talking to do here, Grandpa Hot Pants.
You've been a naughty boy.
You've been a naughty boy." All right.
And the door shuts.
Back to the job posting board. I assume there's more postings going up.
Is Mom Neckbreaker still there?
Yeah, it's postings. Just on, postings on postings on postings. And of course, Mom Neckbreaker's there. That's where she basically just stays all Sundays, just setting up all the postings.
There was a posting that said Timmy was in the well, and I just sort of sneakily just reach up and I just grab that one and kind of crumple it up and shove it in my pocket because Timmy is not coming out of the well.
What? Was it the same well?
Did you take the? Did you get two for one?
What do you mean? There was nothing there.
Yeah. Hey, we've got this bag.
Great.
It's full of sex gnomes.
What?
Well, that was a problem between the two grannies fighting, but the real problem...
Yeah, it was all about the sex gnomes.
...was about the sex gnomes.
Oh.
They would have sprayed their, you know, stuff everywhere and made everybody all horny.
I mean, that doesn't
but
sound
forever.
Like a...
But
forever. Oh, forever. Well, yeah. It's not good to be horny
no.
forever.
But, no.
Yeah.
Nothing
now,
gets
now
done.
Now and then, you know, a little spritz might be good. So, you want me to take that back then?
Well, sure. You are the authority in this town? Is Cityville? That...
That's what they've elected me as.
Okay, here you go.
Thank you.
Careful, they're feisty.
And you want to make sure you don't break any of them.
Yes.
Because see, and I show him my arm that's all cut up. They'll
yeah,
ditch
no,
him.
That doesn't look very good. So, all right, don't break them.
So do
just
we get,
spritz them.
Don't
no,
break
I,
them.
No, I wouldn't even no, open well, the bag.
Just yeah, if away. You could just dispose of the bag, that'd probably be the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're.
Or if you have access to a portal, some if you yeah. have access yeah, yeah. to the sex plane,
yeah,
oh sure, or maybe the astral plane, you could just
no,
put it in there.
It's handed down from Neckbreaker to Neckbreaker, the portal to the sex plane.
Yeah,
welcome to City Townsville, home of portal to the sex plane.
I mean, you think your tourism would be way up?
You'd think, or maybe it's just in the branding.
Oh sure,
yeah, we need someone to work on that.
Oh yeah, because it was just the two butt cheeks with a giant portal for an asshole, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little, yeah. It's a little much.
Well, and you're kind of getting into like butt's hole territory. Like,
yeah.
You want to differentiate when you're doing your marketing.
Right.
You want to
stand
find,
out, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Cool.
I mean, maybe a cute, sexy gnome mascot.
But well, you probably want your reward, don't you?
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, I think
sure,
we've really
yeah.
earned.
What was the reward on that
time?
One again?
14 gold.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very low number, but you know, it seemed like the fun one to try.
Butt plugs and
14
butt plugs.
Karat gold butt plugs. Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
for
it said it
us.
Was a so you get 14 gold. You get butt plugs. You get a cute doggy gnome in leather with a leash and a sex gnome in leather with a whip having the dog on the leash. One of those butt plugs is the bad dragon butt plug. So you're gonna want to just take good care of that. And you get a voucher. Oh, I forgot about the free hour at Grandpa Hot Pants.
Oh,
that
oh,
comes with
that.
Loot packets, and a discount coupon
no,
to Flanny Granny's diner.
One.
Did you know she owned a diner?
Oh, I did. I didn't know that,
up.
But you know what?
Did
I'm
not
like, I'm hungry. All that really.
Here's your coupon and all of these other things that have rewarded you with this saving the town from sex times.
Oh, it doesn't really sound like we did a good
no,
job,
that's,
but
it's not really what we were
the
doing.
Waiter.
Okay, well, you guys yeah. in for some waffles?
Yeah, I mean, I say we go to Flanny Granny's diner and see what she's got on offer.
She serves the best dish in the area.
Well, that's what Grandpa Hot Pants says anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Just ask for the sexy waffles. Is that correct?
Yeah, you got it. Got
okay.
wieners and peaches on that one.
Oh, perfect.
I'm assuming lots of whipped cream.
Dungeons & Dragons Season 2, Episode 95 is starring Amy Moore as Sully, Carla Maxted as Glim, Tom Laird as Moot, and Russ Moore is your Dungeon Master. Editing, production, and sound design is by Russ Moore. This episode featured music from Kevin MacLeod and Epidemic Sound, and sound effects from Epidemic Sound, Boom Library, and Sound Ideas. A huge thank you to our supporting producers, Gabriel Lynch, Jessica Babiak, Kat Waterflame, Stevie, Jacob Madden, Devin Michaels, Christian Brown, Aaron Stevens, Lulahan, and Charlie Warley. Support Dungeons & Dragons and our many other productions and get access to an exclusive podcast and bonus episodes, all while helping us unlock the special Grants' Flamekins episode, Escaping the Abyss, when we reach 100 patrons at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. You can also follow us at facebook.com/dumbdragoncast and on Instagram and Twitter at dumbdragoncast. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. We'll talk again soon.
Is this our neighbor? We have.
Do you have a sexy granny?
We have
neighbor?
A nightiest of nighties grandma neighbor who shares awesome. A fence with us.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Feeling real personal connection to this one. Fair Gnomes by Dumb Dragons Pharmaceuticals.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hey, friends. The Sprouting is a podcast that I want to tell you about and you should go listen to. It's an eldritch horror of an actual play podcast set in an apocalyptic future where eldritch plants have taken over. Magical bargains twist the fate of reality, and each survivor struggles to trust their own senses as they try to see their goals through to their ends. The show uses the rules from Call of Cthulhu to heighten the drama of the story and leave the fate of the story at the whims of the dice. And they've created a completely homebrew world, a plant apocalypse, where the senses can't be trusted. And instead, the characters must learn to trust one another. The show is completely scored by beautiful music from their in-house editor, which heightens each dramatic moment throughout the show. I've got a little promo for you here, but go check out The Sprouting. I've listened to it, you need to listen to it, and you should start with the prequel episode when you go over there. Search for The Sprouting anywhere you listen to podcasts.
With your long-forgotten name, we call upon you.
We call upon you.
In the words of the unspeakable language, we call upon you.
We call upon you.
By the spilt blood of the wicked who walk upon this world sprouting the words of false idols, we call upon you.
We call upon you.
On the land of the dead harvest, that which brings the earth itself into your service, Yamal, we call upon you.
We call upon you. We call upon you. We call upon you.
Yamal calls upon you.
The Sprouting, a Call of Cthulhu actual play podcast by Blighthouse Studio. Find us on your podcatcher of choice.